Yinzi Liu sits in the cafe at Washington University's medical school and nervously fiddles with the sleeve on her coffee cup. She graduates tomorrow with her doctorate in developmental, regenerative, and stem cell biology, a degree in a cutting-edge field from a prestigious university. You'd think Liu would be brimming with excitement. She's loaded with anxiety.
The clock is ticking.
Liu is from China, and even though an immigration reform package that could make hiring students like her remains stalled in Congress, she really wants to stay.
I think this is really promising in the future in terms of this entire biotech and bioscience sector.
With that in mind, she'll enter into something called optional practical training, which lasts 12 months, because Liu will have a degree in a STEM field, that's shorthand for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. She could stay an additional 17 months.
And I really want to be a part of it to make this technology blooming happen.
Ultimately, she'll need to find an employer that will sponsor a work visa called an H-1B. But those are in really high demand. So for many local companies, especially the smaller ones, getting her through that process can be confusing and often expensive.
It's a multi-year dance that has to happen.
Betsy Cohen directs the St. Louis Mosaic Project. Its mission is to turn the St. Louis region into the fastest-growing metro area for immigrants by 2020. The idea being attracting more foreign-born people will spur economic and population growth. When it launched a year ago, a report from local researchers concluded that keeping international students in town after graduation was a good place to start.
The study had said the international students were low-hanging fruit. And what I've learned is that it is very ripe, plump, valuable fruit, but it's at the top of the tree. It is not low-hanging.
And that has a coalition of representatives from local universities working with the Mosaic Project to find ways they can help international students stay in St. Louis. Joel Glassman directs the International Studies Office at the University of Missouri-St. Louis.
And frankly, with a better outcome for our international students, there's increased ability to recruit high-quality international students to come here.
Glassman says it's the first time representatives from local universities have undertaken an effort like this. First, they want to understand how some students have successfully navigated the immigration process and then replicate that success on a larger scale. He says they've kicked around other ideas, like collectively running a finishing school to help recent graduates transition into the job market.
They're already here. We don't have to lure them from a foreign place. We don't even have to lure them from another city in the United States.
This takes us back to the cafe at Washington University's medical school. In the lab upstairs, Yinzi Liu has spent years studying zebrafish embryos for clues that could one day lead to the early detection of human birth defects. And she's just wrapped up work on a marketing campaign that promotes St. Louis as a good place for biotech startups to put down roots. Despite her rubbing shoulders with upstarts in the life sciences, she says the prospect of one of them hiring her seems out of reach.
To be honest, I never initiated that kind of conversation with any of the startup companies I interacted with. Just because I think they know, and I know clearly, it's not going to happen.
And when she walks across the stage to receive her degree tomorrow, her future will remain uncertain. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.